CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
My mom, Gator, is here, and she joins us now. Hi, Gator.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good.
It's always fun to have you on the show. People love to hear from you. You know that, right?
No, but thank you. I like to do this.
They do. Everybody loves you because you're pure sweetness, real sweetness, and it just comes through in the radio, and everybody knows how nice you are. And we always do ridiculous things with you, and which makes it just insane.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for putting up with us.
Now,
you bet.
We had a there's a lot of things to talk to you about, but we had a really successful interview with Josh Hamilton recently, and people enjoyed it. Got a lot of positive feedback, probably the best interview we've ever had with Josh Hamilton. But about a year ago, we were trying to get, and we've had Josh on the show like maybe 9 or 10 times throughout the years. And so we were trying to get him on the show, and I can't remember the reason why. And Ben thought he had the number for Josh Hamilton. And he texted him, and then he called, and there was a weird voice, but the guy said he was Josh. Turned out Josh Hamilton had gotten rid of that phone, and just weirdly enough, the guy who got the number was named Josh. So it was one of those things where, well, that was strange. But then the big conundrum was we no longer had Josh Hamilton's contact information.
And backstory, we found this out recently when I did get his number because of you, and we'll get into that story. I actually had a former Ranger reach out to me to get it for me. This is one of his old teammates. He's like that they were very good friends. He goes, Josh changes his number every couple years just to stay off the grid, so it's almost impossible to get in touch with him.
So it's very difficult to get a hold of him, and you texted me. We were out at the Star that day, and you said, no, you called me. And I answered and said, hello, and I'm like, hey, getting ready for the show, what you got? And you're like, hey, I'm standing here with Josh Hamilton. And I was like, wait, what? He said, yes, he's out here, and you're at a car dealership, and you guys struck up a conversation. And as I remember, you went up to him and told him that you were my mother, or how did this thing go
down?
You're
just not getting me this right.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Okay. That's why she's here.
Yeah.
Okay. No, and I'll tell you right now, God works in mysterious ways. I promise you, because I was having lunch with my customer, and on the way back, he said, do you know Josh Hamilton?
Let me just say right now, because our listeners don't know, work in the on the oil side of the car business.
Yes.
So your customers are car dealerships.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My family. They're my family.
Yes.
Anyway, he said, do you know Josh? And I said, everybody knows who he is. I don't know him personally, but I know who he is. And he said, well, you want to meet him? And I said, oh, yeah, sure. He said, well, he's back at the dealership waiting on me. And I, okay. And we walk in, and there is a tall, big guy. And he has on a toboggan, and he looks like he's working out in the woods. And I thought, well, okay, where's Josh Hamilton?
He thought he'd be wearing his Ranger uniform.
I had no idea. I just wasn't looking for this. I didn't know what I was looking for. And he had a really nice looking girl with him, and Bobby walks up and he said, hey, Josh. And I went, oh, that's him. And he said, you'll meet Skin's mom.
That's great.
And he looked over and he said, oh, come on, I'm gonna give you a hug. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm not believing this. And he is unbelievably friendly and sweet, and he is totally not into himself at all. I mean, not. And, of course, I stuck my foot in my mouth, and I said, is this your pretty wife? And he said, well, no, but.
He said you didn't read about the divorce, Mom?
And so, I thought he remarried, maybe.
Yeah,
so,
okay,
anyway,
sure.
You know, and so he introduced me, and she's a friend. And he was in there getting a car, and I think helping her pick out a car, or maybe souping his up. I think that's what he was doing. He had a car, and Bobby was getting it all spiced up and souped up for him. And we talked. We had conversation, and I said, let's play a trick on my son. And so I called Jeff, and it was right. He, Mom, I'm in a show, da-da-da, getting ready. I said, somebody here wants to talk to you. And I gave it to Josh, and, of course, he recognized his voice, but he didn't believe it. And he said, come on, man, who is this? Probably thought it was Ben imitating
me. Ben had actually gone down the hall.
Yes.
Like,
right.
Ben wasn't with me when this happened, even though we were right outside the podcast studio at the Star.
And what did it sound like, Skin, the voice?
It sounded, I mean, of course, it was Josh, but he thought somebody was pranking him.
And
Josh said, no, man, it's me. And they talked to him, and he said, hold on, this is too good. Ben's gone down the hall. to the men's room. Anyway, he said, he's coming back, and we're going to surprise him.
Rocking a deuce.
Yeah, yeah. In December.
Oh, come on, guys, now. Okay. And anyway, he gave Ben the phone, and Ben's all, you know, hey, hey.
Pretty good Ben imitation.
Pretty good.
Pretty good Ben pretty imitation. Good.
It's kind of like a white Fat Albert.
Josh goes into his thing, and it was like dead silence on the other end, and you could hear Ben, if he hadn't been down the men's room, it's a good thing he had, because he's like, I don't believe this. I don't believe this. Man, are you – and Josh was getting the biggest kick out of it, and then Ben went into his spiel about, I've lost your number. I've been trying to get you. I need your number, blah, blah, blah. And it was just really a lot of fun. And
the look on Ben's face was amazing, because when I was talking to Hamilton, when I figured out who he was, I go, really, dude, you need to be talking to Ben, but he's not here right now. So can we call you back? I think that's what we did.
That what it was? Okay.
I think it's like, hey, why don't you call back and I'll hand the phone to Ben when he gets back.
That's incredible.
And so when I handed the, I remember I handed the phone to you, and there's that window we're looking out on the field, and you had this, your eyebrows furrowed in, and you're like, wait, what? Like, you were legitimately like phased, like, what in the hell is going on right now? Mm-hmm. I think it took you like 20 seconds to really believe it was Josh.
Right. It just didn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. And because I was really sad about losing his number and falling out of touch with him, because, you know, now that he's done playing, it should be easier to have a relationship with him and stay in touch with him and touch base every now and then, or have him pop on the show. But, yeah, it's one of those guys where if you lose his number, you may never talk to him again, because he's going to have five new numbers by the time you see him again.
So, Gator, when you were sitting, how long did you talk to him before you called us?
Not really a long time. I stuck my foot in my mouth about his girlfriend, and we talked a minute, and I said, let's play a joke on Skins.
Was it long enough to make a love connection?
Oh, we made a love connection, I have to tell
okay,
you.
Well,
he is precious.
We have audio proof of that. Now let's listen back at the station. Here's Josh on our show talking about you.
Josh, thanks so much for the time. And before we let you go, you keep referencing the Boomhauer and the Elvis stuff. We were talking about that.
I don't know.
The fake Josh Hamilton stuff. You've heard all the fake Josh. That's good stuff, though, right?
That is good stuff. I hope y'all keep doing it. It's actually hilarious. I heard it for the first time after I talked to Gator.
My mom loves you, Josh.
Oh, my God. Sweet Southern Belle. I mean, I fell in love when I saw her and talked to her. I was like, oh, how you doing? You know, I got a thing for aging folks. I can't say older ladies.
Yeah. Mature women.
Are getting older.
There you go.
God, I'd so love it if you became my stepdad. That would be awesome. That'd be so much fun. Hey, I tell you what, before we let you go, though, how are you going to celebrate your 38th birthday?
Oh, man, you had to bring it up.
Ben wants to sing to you.
Oh, does he now?
That's not true.
In my voice?
Yeah, I'll sing it to you in your voice. You ready?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. You want me to finish the song?
Yeah, go ahead, man. Finish that song.
Throw me a fastball.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Don't swing. Don't swing. Don't swing.
Do whatever you got.
Swing. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, Hall of Fame.
Thank you, man.
Hey!
All right, nice work. No, I texted you and said, hey, you got to listen into this, because we had recorded that and we knew we were going to play. So you got to hear that. What were you thinking as Josh Hamilton said he loved you?
Well, he didn't quite, I don't know.
Am I putting words in his mouth?
No, it's basically what he said.
Yeah.
I was so God. I couldn't remember any of it. And my husband said, why didn't you tell me you were going to be on the air? And I said, I really forgot about it. All I do is work. I don't think past this job. And he said, well, maybe I can play it back. But I was thrilled. I cried.
Aww,
I did.
That's
I hung
awesome.
Up and cried, because that's just a sweet thing to say. And it's okay. I am an aging lady. I could be his mother plus, but that's okay.
Well, yeah, I'm actually older than Josh, and you're my mom. So it's definitely, I'm 10 years older than Josh.
Yes, you are.
It's a fantastic compliment. And
thank you.
And so accurate. And when you saw Josh, did you think, wow, he's in great shape? Because everybody says he looks really good.
Or precious. Yeah. No, he looks great. He just had that day. It was so cute because he grabbed me to hug me, and he said, oh, I'm sick. I'm going to turn my head, and he put his arm around me, but he squeezed me. But he had a toboggan on because he had not felt well, and it was cold outside. And it was in December, the end of December. And so he, you know, he said he didn't want to make me sick. And I thought, oh, that's okay. I'll take some Josh germs. It's okay.
Was he more muscular than hugging me or your son, Jeff?
Yes. You can say it.
No. It was a sweet, nice, gentlemanly hug, I loved every second of it.
But he's ripped, right? So, like,
what does that mean?
Like muscular. Oh. It's a tight squeeze, right?
Well, he had on a flannel shirt and big old work boots. He didn't come across as that kind of. I mean, he's precious. What can I say?
I sent the picture out if you guys want to see it. The one I had you resend it because I couldn't find the picture this morning.
It sounds like maybe a lumberjack calendar.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Fireman calendar, lumberjack calendar.
I had a bunch of other pictures from that already, but at Skin Weight, if you'd like to see the picture of my mom with Josh. Now, the other thing you did is you brought this chocolate cake over here for my birthday.
I did. Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Mom, this came up the other day on the show, and I'd love to get your thoughts to what you remember about this.
Uh-oh.
In 1979, you took me to my first concert.
I do, Kiss.
Yes. Do you remember what happened at that concert? Yes. Do you have any memories of that?
Oh, my Lord, yes. I prayed. I said, dear Lord, if you will get us out of here, all of us alive, I promise I will never do anything bad again. It was horrible. I had Cub Scout. They were all part of my little Cub Scout group. What were you, nine?
We were nine.
How many?
There was two others.
No, when there are three or four.
Well, we had the Stubbs with us. You were with Beth Stubbs and Cliff and them from across the street.
I really didn't know. I just thought they were silly guys with paint on. I didn't know anything about them. I mean, I was so clueless. And
silly guys with paint on.
I did. And so, of course, posters all over the wall. Farrah Fawcett and Kiss was all over his room. And I didn't think anything about it. And then I got there, and there was this huge man behind me. I think he was Indian. I mean, huge.
Like Native American.
Excuse me. I'm from the old school.
No, we just didn't want to say a dude from India.
Okay.
Could have been the one under Cesario's bed.
Right.
At first, I thought he was resting. He was so high.
You thought he was resting?
I did. I was asleep. But all of a sudden, I could smell. Now, I was very young. I could smell all this funky cotton candy type odor. I don't know what it was. And I turned to my friend from Carolina, and I said, my gosh, what is that odor? And she went, Betsy, act like you know what that is. She said, that's marijuana. And I'm like, oh, my. Get me out of here. I've got my Cub Scouts.
A bunch of nine-year-olds.
And then we had one little prima donna kid in there that the sun would rise and set in this child. And lo and behold, somebody shot off a firecracker. And it went skimming over his head and hit his cap.
I forgot this.
Oh,
this
my gosh.
True.
And it torched the cap. And I thought, I've got to get these kids out of here.
At
We're all going to be killed. At the concert.
No.
No,
Robert McElhaney, right?
Yes. Only child.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my Lord, I was having a cardiac arrest. And I thought, so I said, Beth, we really need to get out of here early. And, of course, the boys didn't want to leave.
Dude, Ace Frehley's guitar would go into the air and explode in air. And Gene Simmons was spitting fire. I mean, it was the greatest thing you can imagine.
Not for me.
As a nine-year-old, like, oh, my God, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Were you guys in your Boy Scout uniforms?
No.
I was always in my Boy Scout
uniforms. No, you were. Trust me. But it was hilarious. And I just prayed that this guy behind me wasn't going to fall on top of me. Because he was that stoned. And I didn't know it. I thought he was tired.
Giant fat Cheech and Chong sitting behind us. Yeah. And they were just blazed.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't even sure what weed was, but I knew they were blazed.
My God.
It was so, so great.
I had no clue. I mean, and I just thought, and I have brought these young children to this concert.
Let me ask you this. It's obviously tomorrow is Jeff's birthday, Skin Wade, your sweet son.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to think back about his birth or the process? Was there a lot of labor? Was it very dangerous? Anything from his birth that we should know?
Well, he loved me so much, it took him 10 months to get here.
Oh, extra month in the oven?
I was like 10-something when I came out, dude. Seriously.
He was a big boy.
Oh, 10 pounds. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Because I was in there a month longer. I was incubating.
Yeah. And the doctor said he doesn't want to let go, and I went, get him out. What you have to do. And then the nurse came in after he was here a couple of hours, and she said, do you mind if we possibly could put a pacifier? Because I said, no pacifiers. Could we put a pacifier in your son's mouth? He is the only baby we cannot get to be quiet. I later learned he was hungry. He came a month. He was a month old when he got here.
He wanted like a chicken fried steak.
I was starving, extra gravy. Let me say this to you, right quick.
A beard.
I need to compliment her because since it is my birthday.
Yeah.
So we've talked about this, but all the George Lucas, Spielberg movies. That's why when we do the Today game, they're always right around this time. They all came out during my birthday, and as you guys can remember. I'm telling you, KT, back in the day when the Star Wars movies would come out, the leading news story on All America would be lines wrapped around the building two and three times.
Like a Chick-fil-A.
Like a Chick-fil-A on a Saturday. She would stand, and this was, there's no going online and buying tickets. You got to stand in line and buy tickets. She would camp out and buy tickets for all these Star Wars movies to make sure that I could see Star Wars when it premiered on my birthday for all three of those, Raiders of the Lost Ark. She would stand in line for like, dude, this is an incredible mom.
Give it up.
For a lot of reasons, but that is true dedication. Can you imagine standing in line for 36 hours to buy movie tickets for someone that for a movie you don't even care about seeing? So that is awesome. Gator, ladies and gentlemen. Sweet, sweet
the
mom.
Best.
I love
the
you.
Best.
Thank you so much.
I got
much,
it all Gator. Back in return. He's a great guy.
And thank you for the gift of Josh Hamilton to our show and to the whole
You're
Metroplex.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Give it up for Gator.
I hope I get to see him again.
Oh, he's calling right now. No, I'm kidding. What?
Like just a, like at a dealership or crawling in a window?
Oh, I'll take either.
Woo! I love you, Gator.
Gator for the win.